Kav Shmaya, Kav Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shmos, covered the Yemei Shovin that we're in, and covered what we're almost in with Purim, less than 2 months away from Purim. So the time right now is a big time of the year. It's known as the Yemei Shovin. It's 6 weeks of Shovim, which is Rosh Tevos, Shin Vav Beis Beis Yud Mem, which stands for Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shach Yisrael Meshpatim. It's 6 weeks of big time of tshuva, time of ahava. So one of the big inyanim that's associated with Shovim is time of kedushas habris, tikkun habris, to make a tikkun for you know pagam habris that a person's had in their life. So one of the inyanim is that we see first of all is that the letter vav itself, right? We have 6 weeks of Shovim. So the letter vav itself represents the midah of yesod. Midah of tzaddik, midah of kedushas habris is vav. Right? You have yud k, vav and k, right? So that vav is represented by the midah of yesod. So itself, that the fact that it's 6 weeks already shows that there's something there with kedushas habris. Like we know in the Sfiros that you have chesed, gvura, tferes, netzach, hod, yesod, machos. Yesod is number 6, and yesod is connected to Yosef HaTzaddik, and Yosef HaTzaddik is called tzaddik because one of the reasons why is because he stood up to the test of Eishes Potiphar, and he was the one who kept his Kedushas Habris. So the time now of Shovim is the time of Kedushas Habris. So the question is, though, what is Kedushas Habris, like we said before, what does that have to do with Purim? So let's learn here a beautiful Torah from Rav Matl Zilber, the Stachin Rebbe, that he has Divrei Torah on Suda Shushan Purim, Shnas Tavshin Ayin Dalit. So listen to what he says. He says, "Hine, Iker mechias amalek hu ayde b'chinas mokef choma." He says, "The greatest way we destroy amalek is through having a mokef choma, like a closed wall." Shari amalek lo ha'isalo achiza ela b'plite anan. K'desiva yaznev b'cha kol nechashal machrecha. Says amalek only has a stronghold against those who are on the outside of the clouds. Who peres chazal says nimsa ki iker achizas amalek hu be'elu shi'itzu manane kavod. The Iker strength of Amalek is against those who are outside the Anane Kavod. Shayu b'vchinas choma shakifu as Klal Yisrael. It's like a wall that carries in, that surrounds Klal Yisrael. V'imkein l'umazos Iker mechias Amalek in hu aide in the mukaf choma. So Rav Matl says that the Iker way to destroy Amalek is through having a mukaf choma, being surrounded by a wall. So v'aderech haremez. Now he brings a beautiful remez. Hine os mem moral in mukaf choma. He says the letter mem represents a mokaf choma. Uviyoser b'inyan mem stuma, hamukaf as choma mikol avra. When you dafka have a mem sofit, it's like a box. It's surrounded on all sides. That represents a mokaf choma. He says v'achelut b'gematcher b'in mem pshuta l'mem stuma. So mem pshuta is gematcher 40, and the mem stuma is gematcher. It's a mem sofit is gematcher 600. He says, so the difference between 40 and 600, who communion is how much? Is 560, right? Who communion, so 560 is gematria exactly, macha, emcha, and timcha. The three lishonos of erasing a malik. Macha, emcha, timcha is the difference between mem stuma and mem pshuta. Ukedesiv, like it says, ki macha emcha zecher malik mitachas hashemayim. It says the Shmos, and also says in Devarim, Timcha Zecher Malik Mitachas Hashemayim. So we see this Indian of Mem is Shaykh to destroying a Malik. He says, V'chein Nami, Kol Indian Mechias Amalik, Nirmaz B'Indian Os Mem. He says the whole Indian of erasing a Malik is within this Os Mem. Dimacha, Yeshbo Os Mem. Because Macha, the word Macha itself, starts with a Mem. Ulevad Zos, Yeshbo Osios Ches and Hey. And so now you use the memory, that was the Mem. And now what about a Ches and Hey? Says Asher Ches Pamim Hey, that Ches times Hey, 8 times 5, the gematria Mem is gematria 40, so that represents Mem. Ukemokin Ches plus Hey is gematria Yud Gimel, is gematria 13. Bareze Mora al Os Mem, Shu Ha Os Yud Gimel Shem Alphes. That in the Alphes, Alphet Gimel Dal Hey Vav Zain Chet Tet Yud Kaf Lamid Mem. Mem is the 13th Os, right? Ukemokin Yud Gimel Begematria Echad. Says 13 is gematria echad. The haraz of the echad who iker inyan mechias amalek. Because the secret of echad is the main inyan of destroying amalek. Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg and also Rav Yeshua Rubinstein have beautiful Torahs on that. How echad is different between that amalek tries to block out the kotzo shel dalet and make it into acher. So that's with echad. But not, that's not for now. But what's for now is that we see that the Rebbe of Matel Shlita says that what? That the inyan of destroying a malik is this mem. So what's now the inyan of this mem with what we're saying with Shovrim? So we know one of the psukim that says by a malik is that it says about a malik, asher karcha bederech, right? That they happened upon us bederech. So Sfarim say, I've heard Rav Moshe Weinberger says, that karcha is the lashon of keri. Is the lashon of keri. And keri is the whole inyan of it's tumas keri. It's zera, right? It's zera that came out as keri. And that's what a malik chasdu does. It's that inyan of keri. It's the inyan of pegama bris. That's one of the main fights a malik does against us. They try to bring us that inyan of keri. Asher karcha bederech. They try to make us have pegama bris, and they show us our pegama bris. And that's what they try to represent. So like Rav Matel said, this inyan of mem is what goes against that. So why mem? So maybe you could say, because if you spell out mem in a miloi, so mem is mem mem. So it's mem plus mem, 40 plus 40 is gematria 80, is gematria yisod. The inyan of yisod is the inyan of shmiras habris. So like Rav Matel said before, that the main inyan of destroying a malik is through this mem. Because mem also, mem is gematria yisod. And that's the inyan, that's how we destroy them. Being mekash to this mem. What's being mekash to the yisod with kedushas habris. That's why if you look, that there's 6 weeks now that we're in, right? Starting with now Shemos, that we're in going into Shovim. So it happens to be that the last parsha of Parshovim is Parsha Mishpatim, right? Shemos va'era bo b'shachis ha-mishpatim. So if you look this year, Parsha Mishpatim is also, what else is it? Parsha Mishpatim is also Shabbos Mevarchim of Adar. Is that Dafka ending the very end of Shovim goes straight into Adar. Right? Mishnichas Adar Mar B'simcha. It's already starts Purim already. Right? So that's the whole inyan now of Shovim. Shovim is a chana to get ready for Purim. So, but it's with that inyan of it. But it's also a chana for Purim itself. Why? Because Yesod itself, Yesod is Gematria 80, is Gematria exactly hachana. Because it's the hachana you do is the Kedushas Habris you have. It's the hachana you do for Purim, that's how you're going to be zochet to destroy a malik. It's the hachana you do on Shovim, is how your Purim is going to be made. How your Michias Amalek is going to be made. So, B'siyat Shmaya, B'schus B'mkashr to Tzadik, like Rav Matel Zilber, B'schus B'mkashr to each other, and trying to be aware of these days of Shovim, like Rav Tzimar Zilber has, these days are mamish full of Kedusha, it's 42 days. That's brought down in Sfarim that these 42 days are connected the 42 words we have in the first parak of Shema, Yahav the Ace, right? And the 6 weeks are connected the 6 words of Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Elkeinu, Hashem, Echad. So it's big weeks, it's big times, it's a big opportunity for us to mekadesh ourselves, to have this in mind, the Mechias Amalek, and B'siyat HaShemaya, we should be Zocha, to a full Kedushas HaBris, a Tikkun HaBris, the Mekash Salat Yosef HaTzadik, and the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.